Hi there! Welcome to Textures, a podcast about art, design, and entrepreneurship. My name is Valérie Legras. In each episode, I meet with an artist, designer, creator, innovator, individuals who add textures to our world. We discuss how they are able to make it happen. Join me in discovering their world, their work, and how they go about living and leading a life that inspires themselves and others. Cara Bro Maguire of Minmu Studio joins me on today's episode. Cara is a self-described dreamer, a visual storyteller who showcases her creativity through design, photography, and styling. She adds to this inspiring repertoire a business flair. Minmu Studio, where she brings her lens to develop beautiful and intentional brand development and identity. She's also a part of a design collective, also known as Studio or AKA Studio. So let's get started. Hi, Cara. Thank you so much for meeting with me.
Thank you for having me.
So, Cara, you're a graphic designer.
Yes.
But how did you start it? How did you
get into this world?
Yes.
I graduated from LSU in graphic design, but that wasn't where I started. I actually went to LSU with the intention of being a dentist and was in biology. Quickly realized that was not the path for me. And I was sitting in chemistry class being like, oh, man, I really miss art and design, and I just always thought that was a hobby. It wasn't a career path, and then the light bulb went off, and it was like, this could be a career. So I got into graphic design, and while I was there, at the time, it seemed like, oh, wow, this is a lot more sitting at a computer than I had originally intended or thought graphic design was. I really didn't know. It just almost seemed like the most practical option of the art. It was that or architecture, and then I just went with graphic design, which is, I will say, a wonderful foundation for a lot of creative fields. I have a lot of skills that can be used and applied to a lot of different creative fields. But graphic design was good to start. And then as I was there, I was in the store Anthropology. And they create these large-scale installations and create environments. And I was like, who's doing these things? Like, I want to be that person. So I dug in and figured out there's a visual team. And so I started as an intern at the Baton Rouge store. And then eventually, and that was the path, that was the dream, to work at Anthropology and create the displays and eventually go to Home Office and be the team who comes up with the concepts for each store. And so
I'm sorry to interrupt. Yeah. Can you describe what type of
type of installation? So if you've been into this retail store, there's several concepts within apparel and home, and it's their whole belief system is creating an unimagined environment. So creating a world of wonder and creating a character and expressing that through an art installation, essentially, that's complementing the clothes or complementing the home products. So we would get a concept and we would build it. I mean, I built things out of anything from paper to dyed fabric. I used a lot of tools, power tools, skill saw, chop saw. I'm very handy, actually, with a lot of tools because of that job. But that was the path. I didn't realize that at the time, but that I wanted to go there. So when I graduated, I worked for Anthropology and was the display coordinator. That was the name, the title. And I actually went to Miami to do that.
And what I mean, there is a studio?
So in the back,
within the store?
Within the store, mine was very, it's usually very small, depending on, I guess, your level store. But yes, there is a art room, essentially is what they called it. And it was my office, and I would create all of these things in a very small place.
So who comes up with the
concepts?
Yes.
So there is a team, a visual team at Home Office, and remember there being three apparel concepts and two home concepts, and they would send out like a prototype of materials that you need to be using and colors, and this is the character of this, it's bespoke, and it's a French girl living in whatever, and she has a baguette and she likes this, and so create the But the beauty of it was there was a lot of play within that. So yes, it was a prototype, but you would make it fit your store and unique to your store. So not they didn't want one store to look the same. They didn't want it to feel manufactured, and they wanted each store to feel unique and all the stores look different, and it's creating that environment. So to me, that was it's a way to work with my hands and get out of the computer. So that was kind of the path. I wanted to be the people who came up with the concept, which was at Home Office in Philadelphia. But to get there, it was like, I had to kind of work my way up. It was corporate life. So it was corporate. I mean, they try to make it not feel like that, but essentially Anthropologie is a very huge company that it's corporate at the end of the day. So you had to work your way up. So I ended up moving to Miami because that was where the job was available. It wasn't available here. And so I just was like, okay, well, I got to get my feet wet and get experience. So after doing like a year and a half of internship at the Baton Rouge store, then I graduated and did that. And I was loving the job. But
so you work full-time in Miami?
Yes, I was full-time in Miami as a display coordinator. After doing that for almost a year, unfortunately, my work environment was not good. I had a really interesting boss who wasn't the best, and it was like I just moved here not knowing anyone, and work environment is crucial to it's a minimum 8 hours of your day. So if you're miserable at work, it doesn't matter what you're doing. If you don't like the people you work with, then it got so bad that people I was being bullied essentially, and it got so bad that people didn't want to get lunch with me because they were scared that what was happening to me was going to happen to them. And it was a pretty insane situation. So then it was a crossroads of now what? This was the dream. This was the path. I'm quite a planner. What do I do? So I was like, I guess I kind of need to start at square one, and I didn't know. So I moved back home just kind of needing the support of my parents of like, what's the next step? And I graduated in graphic design, but I did this whole display thing. So now what? You know, my experience is not in a typical graphic design agency. And then an old employee, reached out and asked me. She was working for a company, Grandmother's Buttons. They're based out of St. Francisville. And they sold their jewelry at market, wholesale. And they needed someone to design their booth to sell the product. So at market, their market booth. And since I was display, they asked me to design it for them. So I started there and then started doing their graphic design and then started doing their displays in their store and became a buyer. And then all of a sudden became creative director of their company. And so...
So what is a creative director for a company like that?
I was kind of... It's a family-owned business, and they're both wholesale and retail. So it's both sides of it. But I basically was managing the creative direction of their brand, essentially, and deciding on what was the right move visually for their catalog. I was creative directing and styling their catalogs and campaigns that would be going out to wholesalers, but then it would be a different campaign for your e-commerce audience. So I would be directing and creating and conceptualizing all of those collateral items, and also website design, and also was managing their retail stores. And it was a lot of hats, but it also opened a lot of doors for me in understanding like what I did like to do and what I didn't like to do, and kind of got me into this whole creative directing, styling, brand early ideas of what branding and identity is. It got me back into graphic design. But also understanding like the importance of having a brand and having a vision and trying to implement that into the many fabrics of a business. So after being there for a certain amount of time, it was like kind of another light bulb moment for me of, okay, what am I, these skills that I'm doing for this one business, I could provide and do for other businesses and many people. And I kind of just reached a plateau working there. And it was a mutual thing of like, you know, I wanted to grow and kind of keep going. And it just, that road kind of had run its course. And it was a moment of kind of, I'd always, I won't say always, at that point of the game, I was thinking, okay, I've been wanting to do something on my own. I'd come up with a lot of different business ideas. And I actually really want to create product. That's actually always the goal.
Nice.
But it was almost like, how can I make money, essentially, to start and then get to the point where I can create product? And so then it was the moment of like, okay, well, what I'm doing for them, I can provide for other people. And then it was like a kind of a now or never moment. And I quit the job in that December. And then I started freelancing as just Kara Maguire Design and Styling. And that was in March. And then didn't become officially Minmu until that January the following year.
So
that
Minmu, I announced. Minmu. Minmu. Tell us about Minmu.
Yes, Minmu. It's a quirky little name. I knew I started as Kara Maguire because I just didn't. I knew I always wanted it to be its own entity. I knew I wanted it to be beyond my name because I just knew I would be. I wanted to do a lot of different things with it. I didn't want to be pigeonholed, and it was evolving into a place I wasn't quite sure. So I just wanted it to represent something not just me. There's nothing wrong with that. I just wanted it to be a unique name. But I subtly got myself in there because a nickname as a child was Moo. And my mom now calls me Minnie. And Minmu, something about it felt quirky and unique. And I thought that kind of felt like representative of me. And I was like, all right, let's do it. Minmu it is. And I like cats, and the O's and the M's created a perfect little cat as a little submark. So that was that.
That's cool. So when we go on your website and when we look at your work, you definitely don't only you're not a graphic designer. This is not exactly what you define yourself.
Yes, because I think we're not just doing graphic design, because that's an aspect of a brand identity when we're creating those. I mean, that's the skill set that I'm utilizing, but there's also, you know, creative direction almost is the overarching idea of what we're doing for a business, in the sense of creatively directing them and coming up with the big concept ideas of how they should present themselves to the world. Obviously, the business has the foundational understanding of who they are and like maybe where they want to go, but we help develop that visually. And so graphic design is part of that, but that also goes into creative directing, photography, and the images that represent your brand, and, you know, the material choices that your print is. And it goes beyond just the graphics of it. It's thinking big picture. And we like to think big picture a lot because your brand's supposed to live. You know, you don't want to design a logo that only lasts, you know, 5 years. We want it to live with your business as it grows and develops, and, you know, 10 years, 15 years, you know, it should have longevity. It should be able to live that long. So that's why I don't quite say, you know, when people ask what I do, I quickly just say I'm a graphic designer. Sometimes it's easier. It's weird for me. I still have like imposter syndrome that I have my own studio, and, you know, that I feel weird being like, yes, I have a creative studio and this is what I do. But that's the quick answer. The long answer is, you know,
much more interesting.
Much more, yeah. Yeah.
And so in order to really think about the big picture and achieve that goal, you collaborate with other creative minds.
Yes.
And in your studio, yes, you have other.
It's a major part of when I mentioned creative direction and images, I collaborate and share a studio space with Augusta Sagnelli Photography. We met, wanted to work together, became fast friends, and realized we work the same, we think the same. This is a wonderful partner, like collaboration. But she has her own work and I have my own work as well. But it was like, when we find opportunities, we love to work together. And like I said, images are so important for a brand. So we started sharing a space, and our first studio was neighbors to Small Chalk, and she is a illustrator, muralist, extremely talented, and we kind of also looked at each other, wait, there's an opportunity. I love your illustrative style. You know, this is a skill that I can draw, but you do it so effortlessly, and I would say 20 times better than me. This is a skill that I don't have. I would love to add that to Minmu's repertoire of what I can provide for a client. So there is an opportunity for a collaboration, then I want to do it. If it's the product's better, I'm game. So she was neighbors, and then we both were like, well, we could get a better studio space if we all shared it, and then also kind of package it as a one-stop shop for a client. So yes, we're our own three entities, but we love it when we can all collaborate. I think best ideas can come from that. It's not all coming from my brain. And when I've got other creative minds in the pot, I think it can only get better.
I agree.
And so for me, it's a big part of like understanding your weaknesses and where you can fill in the blanks. Like I know my strengths, but I know where Ashley comes in and can make my work better for it, and where Gus comes in and she can make the work better for it. So we have this kind of collective, collaborative thing going, which we've coined also known as studios, but because we're also known as other things, but together we are AKA. So.
And so when you have a new client coming to you and they start a new business, what do you want from them? In order to, because you go deep into the brand, but if it's a new brand.
It's a new idea, a new, right? Yeah. I would say, it's tricky. I would say the best clients or best brands, they have a good understanding of their mission or they understand what a brand is, which is, you know, a mood or it's an idea. We're trying to sell an idea. We're trying to sell a feeling. And so when you understand that a brand is that, and we're trying to tell a story, that story is carried throughout all the many aspects of your business. It's understanding those kind of, it's more than just a logo. That's a huge understanding. And you'd be surprised on the amount of people who don't quite fully understand.
No, I can see that.
It's not just a typeface. It's very thoughtful. You know, the cleanest, simplest design can be the most time consuming because it's when to step back and when to not do too much to it and how much space is between those letters. It's all very delicate. And we make jokes all the time at the studio. If people only knew how many hours we just stare at typefaces to find the perfect minimalist typeface for that brand, but it's very thoughtful. And, I would say it's having that baseline understanding and then knowing that what that is, and we help develop that visually. So we help you in that development. We help that client in that development, but it's also how that's expressed visually, but you have a base understanding of like who are we trying to attract? What is our clientele? What is this product supposed to make someone feel? Or what is it supposed to feel like when they enter our website? And we help fill in those blanks, but to have a rough idea of that, I think, is really important. Is that?
Yeah.
Does that answer the question?
And I think it's hard when you are, when this is your own business, and I mean, whether it's a new business or whether it's an existing business, you spend your whole day, you know, the head, you know, driving, running the business, and yes, you don't step back.
Step back. It's hard. It's hard to spend that time for yourself.
Yeah, and we redid our website last year, and it was super hard to even, you know, write the content.
Oh, I can barely write anything about myself.
I mean, it's very hard when it's about yourself.
Yes, yes.
So having someone that is from, you know, outside of a picture and help you rethink the entire dynamic of your business and the vision.
Yes.
You know, it's really...
And we are, you know, it's a lot of times we do have creative people coming to it, you know, interior designers or photographers or architects. You know, it's not that it's not in your wheelhouse. You're a creative person. You can visually see something, but
so different.
But it is different, and it is a different type of skill set. And it is good to get someone outside looking in, because how we're interpreting it can help fill in those blanks for you. That maybe, and also you're running, like you said, your own business, and spending that time on yourself is very difficult. And so it's good to have someone come in and present you. These are the ideas. These are the concepts. Like, tell me. And it's easy for you to just be like, yes, yes, no, no, I want this, maybe try this. And then we go back to the drawing board, and that allows, you know, that helps you.
Definitely. And I really like, I really invite the listener to look at your Instagram and website. I think it's very neat. And you're very minimalistic. And I know that just like in interior design, the simpler, the harder it is.
I'm always saying, I'm like, it needs more space around it. It needs more space around it. I just think things need to breathe. And when it feels too on top of each other, it just, something gets lost. It's funny because I wouldn't say I'm a minimalist in life. All the time. I really love patterns. I love color.
Mix and match.
You like pattern mixing, and it's interesting. My friend Courtney is a true minimalist in her aesthetic. Sorry, Courtney, I'm calling you out. but it's just, yeah, my home is, I think it's, but yet in my work, I always tend to lean towards that. And I don't know why it comes out with the graphic design, but it's something even, I lean towards, which I do find surprising, but it always kind of ends up there.
And it's always challenging to go the simpler way.
Yes.
Fine, not simpler way, you know what I mean.
Yes, I definitely know what you mean.
So, Cara, you're in business for about 3 years now. Minmu is about 3 years. How would you describe your journey, the ups, down? You
know? It's, I would say the hardest part was just telling the world that this was what I was doing. In the beginning for me, I felt very vulnerable to put myself out there like that. I felt like, are people going to look at me and be like, why is she doing this? Like, you know, did I have the talent to back it up? Is, you know, putting yourself out there and your work out there as artists, creators, it's a very, you hold on to everything. It's also precious and you've put your heart and soul into it. And we do that with every project. And thankfully we're at a point and graciously at a point that we only take projects that we're very passionate about and we love the work that we do. But in the beginning, it was, you know, it was just me. There was no collaborators. There was no employee. It was just myself. So once I started, it was, you know, I missed that. I would say the challenge was missing that collaborative, the teamwork.
Yeah.
Just being myself, the ideas only coming from me, as I've said already. Like, I think the greatest ones can come from that collaboration and that teamwork. So I did miss that, like, huddle of.
So you were working from home
and
at
I was
the
just,
beginning.
Yeah, I was just working from my house. So meeting clients at coffee shops and just me and my, you know, I definitely felt like a fraud. You know, I'm putting something out there on Instagram and there I am on my couch, like in my leggings, like, you know, trying to put out this persona, this work. And I'm like, is anyone going to believe this? But 3 years later, you know, in a, you know, having a studio space, the studio before this was a garage. So, you know, baby steps. But now looking back, when we first got into the garage, the one I split with Gus Sagnelli, it was like, oh my God, I have my own space. Like, I get to leave home and go to work. Like, what a game changer that was. It felt like being able to, for me, working from home became a challenge. I didn't even realize. I did it for about a year and a half. And it was like, I was sad and I didn't realize why, because I loved what I was doing. So the challenge, I realized I really missed like interaction
the life around.
And having someone just show up at work and be like, hey, did you catch the episode of whatever last night? You know, it's just that conversation I realized I really missed. And I was like, okay, I need a space. Like, this isn't good for me mentally. And I feel like my work is suffering for it. So it was kind of like, okay, what can I do? And making that happen, how can I make this work? And for me, it was splitting a space and it being out of a garage. But Gus and I like to make jokes that it was, you know, great things came out of garages, you know, like.
And coffee shops sometimes.
Apple started in a garage. So basically, you know, I'm Steve Jobs is what I like to say. But it was the challenge was definitely working for myself. And to me, a huge game changer was sharing a space, getting out of the house and having a space to call work. And to me, from there, it's just, I will say I never looked back. I've always been, as soon as I put it out there, it was my greatest decision I ever made. Like, definitely, it's hard for me to step back and reflect and be like, wow, look where you are and how far you've come from being on your couch. But it was, yeah, the hardest part was definitely just being by myself. And I'm a social person. I mean, I like to say I'm an introvert, extrovert. I'm an extrovert, introvert, but I do need that social interaction. And I missed that team, but I definitely have it now. And it's been a huge game changer.
It really fulfilled also your creativity, having people around.
You just need it. Yeah, you need it. You just feel stifled at home, and I just needed to be able to go to a space that felt, that was where, you know, being from home, you're like, oh, there's dishes that need to be done. Should I do that or do I just keep working?
I had that experience for some time.
Yeah, it's a weird. It works for some people, and there's no. I think that's great if it does. For me, it just wasn't a good.
It didn't work for me either. Yeah. I ended up going every day to the same coffee shop. I feel like I was going to my office.
Yes, it was like, well, welcome, like yes. French truck again for me. I was like, fancy seeing everyone here. Welcome, but it. Yeah, I definitely had to get out of the house.
So you are at a happy place right now in
your
work.
Yes, it is. It's a very exciting time. I mean, we are getting larger scale I mean, we like to say we create comprehensive brand identities. We're looking to have a comprehensive large scale project, and we're getting more of that. We're not interested in smaller, not, you know, logo work, just that we're looking for the big fish that we can have. We like to have our hands on everything. So
design,
if we can,
the design collective.
Yes. If we get it, we love the having it from infancy, the idea, and being able to start with a logo and then watching it grow through out the found all of it into the print collateral, which is a very fun part for us, is packaging.
So your husband is an architect.
Yes, he is.
Across the street from you.
Across the street. It's very convenient. Never would have thought. I know. Cicada, yes.
And you both have a little girl.
Yes. 4.5 months.
Yeah.
Pretty fresh and new into it.
So how it is as a woman to manage your life as a young mother and a business owner?
What a good question. I think the podcast I listen to, they're still figuring it out. But I would say... I've said to many times to people, Minmu is almost a comforting thing. That was my first baby, so to speak. And it's a place that I understand and know. So going to work every day for me was like, oh, I know how to do this. I know how to be Minmu. I know how to be a designer. The mom is all the new stuff. So that was the overwhelming. And as a woman, of course, we want to do it all. We want to be able to do it all. I want to have dinner on the table and working out and being the entrepreneur and all of those things. So sometimes it's giving myself a break and that grace of being like, it's okay that you can't do everything. It's fine. It's all going to be fine. The balancing, I think it's helpful. Certainly that I'm my own business. Don't have to ask a boss off if I have to get off work early because she needs to go to the pediatrician or she's sick or... I think that flexibility is definitely a beautiful thing, but there is the catch of like, if I'm not there, then the work's not getting done. I have one employee, but, it's not enough when you're a small team and you have a certain amount of projects. So there's no one else doing it. There's no one. I'm the rainmaker. I'm hustling to get the work. I'm still the onboarder. I am the project manager. I am, you know, running all of those things. So the flexibility is great, but for me, you know, when I'm home, I'm mom, and when I'm at work, I'm working. So it's for me, I'm a better mother. It seems that way. If I'm expressing myself and being able to do the things I want at work. And if anything, I have this more excitement. And like when it was maternity leave was over, I was excited to get back. I was ready. I was like, let's go. Like I'm ready to take on the world. Like I'm mom, I've got to prove like I can provide and do this. And it was, exciting to get back to work, actually. You know, I think, again, it helps knowing we have a nanny and my mom, shout out to mom, does watch her 2 days a week. So the comfort of having a family member is certainly eases the mind to get back to work. I know not everyone is as fortunate with that.
So where do you want to Minmu to go in future?
Future, like I mentioned in the very beginning, it's product. Product design, it's something that's always interests me. To say I know exactly what that product is, I can't fully articulate, but it's definitely where I want to go. I would love to collaborate with other people to create product. Augusta, the photographer, and I have definitely talked about creating something together that we could produce. But, you know, right now it's a challenge to spend that time for you're doing all these other projects to carve out time to create Minmu. I can barely keep up our website or social media. So it's trying to figure out. So the plan is to get a slightly larger team that can help maintain the clients and projects that we have, and that will allow me to step away a little bit to create and design product, which I know is a lofty goal, but I'm a goal-oriented 5-year plan kind of person. So That is definitely in our future, I believe it. But I just have to build out, I think, Minmoo's team a little more. So we'll see. TBD. But
awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Kara, thank you so much. That was so...
Thank you so much for having me. This is very exciting.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks to Kara Maguire for taking the time to meet with me and discuss her creative journey. If you would like to learn more about Kara and Minmoo Studio, visit minmoostudio.com. You can continue to follow her journey on Instagram at Minmoo Studio and Pinterest as well. This podcast is an ongoing creative conversation for anyone who looks around and sees the added texture in their world and wants to know more about who is doing it. Be sure to share texture with your friends and community. Find your preferred listening platform at valerielegras.com/podcast or listen it on Spotify. Follow so that you don't miss new episodes. Thank you for listening. À bientôt.